Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to tell you all about fans walking out during this week's AEW Rampage tapings.
Is Bray Wyatt heading to Hollywood?
This week's original plans for the AEW Dynamite main event have been revealed.
And Charlotte Flair has been pulled from her media appearances by WWE. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Rampage! Fans left the building.
Bye!
During
we
the show
can
itself.
See you sneaking out.
So this is a report coming to us from Dave Meltzer, speaking on Wrestling Observer Radio, talking about how at the Rampage tapings, in his words, lots and lots of people actually left after the match between Bryan Danielson and Eddie Kingston, which opened the show. So he goes into it a little bit and kind of likens the situation to the recent similar walkout, for which he had got a lot of flack
yep.
when he reported on it, between during a segment on WWE Raw between Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair. Likens the situation to that. Talks about the Boston crowd a little bit chanting, "We want flips," when Dante Martin and Matt Sydal were having their match. Apparently more of a mat-based style thing. Maybe people were expecting flippy-dippies mm-hmm. and everything else, but that didn't happen. So there you go. So I think like when you're unpacking things like this, look at the AEW format. I think something like this is kind of inevitable,
yep.
right? Because the way they tape their television most weeks, in one night, Elevation, which can sometimes be close to 2 hours mm-hmm. long. It's not a short show a lot of the time. Dynamite live 2 hours, and then Rampage. It's like a pay-per-view live
yeah.
show. And if you're sitting there and you get there and you go, "Oh, okay, there's two more matches on this show that I'm not particularly interested in. I'm out of here, Chief. See you later," and everything else. So I can totally understand why people would do that. I also would note that when we tweeted this story out, when we published it on the website, a bunch of people replied going, "It's Boston, that's what they do." I don't know anything about that, that's just what people are saying. But I'm not hugely surprised, especially when you put the biggest match on Rampage on first.
Yeah.
You run the risk of something like this happening. So there we go. The matches that the people who walked out would have missed would be Dante Martin versus Matt Sydal, like we said,
mm-hmm.
and Britt Baker versus Abaddon in a trick-or-treat no DQ match?
Yes.
So there you go.
Spooky match, but to get a title shot, potentially.
Yeah, and apparently the weather was rubbish. I don't know how that contributes to it, but people told me the weather was bad in Boston as well. So, hey, look, walk out.
This is an issue it feels like we're talking about more and more regularly here, Andy. I don't know what the solution is, because I've spoken to Sid, our resident AEW expert. He's writing a book on AEW. We'll tell you about it in a second. And, you know, he said financially you really can't justify the way that, you know, they have separate nights for taping Raw and SmackDown,
yeah.
for example. You can't really justify, even if you put a whole load of other stuff around it, whether it be Elevation or just extra stuff or other matches, doing Rampage on its own in a venue. It just makes sense financially right now. And I know money's really no object
yeah.
for most of these wrestling companies nowadays. It just doesn't make sense to do it like that. But also, it's rock and hard play stuff, isn't it? Because like you say, it would have made sense to say, "Oh, stick around because you'll get to see Bryan Danielson versus Eddie Kingston." But then again, that also kind of screws your taping up, because you need to put the best up at the start, because the later it gets, the more your viewership kind of drops
yeah.
on Friday nights at 10 p.m. as we head towards 11 p.m. I don't know what the solution is here other than just starting off with Dynamite and not doing Elevation taping.
Yeah, and then you have another situation where you have to sell tickets solely for Elevation. It's a really difficult problem to solve, and I think it's just one we're going to have to live with, really. But the thing with it is, it's always the same. If you give someone something that they want to stick around and watch for, they're going to stick around for it. How do you do that? I have no idea. If you put Bryan Danielson versus Eddie Kingston on last, they usually front load Rampage with the biggest match first, then that's a ratings issue, because that match, you know, will be going on later in the night. The 10 p.m. time slot is bad for TV ratings anyway. You put it later on, you're going to lose more people. So it's a tough one. There's no easy solution. I think things like this will just happen.
Yeah, AEW is just going to have to try harder. That's my attempt.
Harder. Take my card and have it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Right.
I am the departed.
Let's move on. Da-da. Da-da.
Ah, it's flogging Molly.
Anyway, let's move on and talk about Bray Wyatt, of course, today, isn't it, Andy, that his non-compete expires from WWE?
Yes!
We were trying to remember when we did the story the other day. And now there is a load of rumours circulating that he may well be heading to Hollywood, this coming off the back of Callisum Studios' Jason Baker, who posted a photo of himself and Wyndham Rotunda, stood outside of the Warner Brothers studio, Gate 4, specifically, in Burbank, California, tweeting, "Just another day at the office with Bray Wyatt." This comes hot on the heels of Fightful Select, no crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select, releasing a new report on Wyndham as well, talking about the fact that he's been making inquiries in Los Angeles about potential opportunities in Hollywood. He's a hell of a creative guy. I don't know whether this is going to work or whether this is just a bit of a red herring before he maybe heads to Impact or AEW, but intriguing this that this came out yesterday.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think it does make sense, doesn't it? Because a lot of what Bray Wyatt did in WWE was inspired by horror movies, and he's been open on that. Tom Savini, who helped design that mask, I believe, I know nothing about horror movies, so please forgive me, I'm just an idiot. I believe he's a big horror movie guy, like a monster designing man as well. So yeah, it makes sense. I can definitely see Wyndham Rotunda trying to scratch that creative itch now he's gone. A lot of people saw that he was at the Warner Studios and went, oh, Warner Media, TNT, AEW. Sapp mentioned in that report that he's neither able to confirm nor deny any talks or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think his path, Braze, is going to be very interesting to follow, and I'm looking forward to following it.
Inevitably going to break tomorrow when none of us are at work.
Exactly.
You can just feel it coming. And yeah, Andy doesn't really know a lot about horror. We were chatting about who our favourite horror movie villains were, and he said Gary Voorhees.
Gary Voorhees, Freddy Kilcar.
And Chuckles. You don't like Chuckles.
I don't like Chuckles. I don't like Penny Farthing the Clown either.
Gonna be close.
Why is that film called IT? It's not about a computer, stupid bollocks. Anyway,
I tell you what, enough about IT. I want to know more about books, Andy Murray.
Yeah, IT, you get a manual on that. That's a book. We got a bunch of cool books, like good stuff coming from, well, the first one coming from who I consider the foremost independent expert on all things All Elite Wrestling, our very own Michael Sidgwick. His brand new book, Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW. It's out this Christmas. You pre-order now, whatculture.bigcartel.com. You'll get it in time for the big day, international shipping, all that stuff. I have sat beside this man, watched him write it, what, like 4 days a week or whatever, straight for the past year. Watched him stress, watch him tell us to shut up when we're trying to distract him. He has put in a power of work. He's a great writer. This is going to be a tremendous book. Get your copy now, whatculture.bigcartel.com. We also have reprints of Sidgwick's previous book, which is called Development Hell, the NXT story from a few years ago. We have a reprint of our 505 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. We've added 101. Oh. You're getting another 101 matches, and we've also took out some bad dudes that were in there, wrestling-wise. But yeah, you can check out all of those, whatculture.bigcartel.com. Stocking fillers, reading material, good stuff. Check them out. I will buy you a packet of Quavers if you buy a book.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I will not do that, but I will be very appreciative. Anyway,
I just hope he's put my quote. You know, sometimes people write quotes and then hope to get on the movie poster as a result of it. Even if it's a crap film, they're like, oh, it's bloody brilliant, this film. I've written, is this the best book ever? And I'm hoping to make the cover. In all seriousness, no, it's a fantastic book. Sidge's new book about AEW. Go and pre-order it now. Like you say, whatculture.bigcartel.com. We'll stick the link in the description. Perfect gift for friends, family, or as I keep saying, buy it for yourself, because it'll be a great read over Christmas. And then you can avoid friends and family, which we all like to do around that time.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs Christmas? My favorite time of year, but who needs it? Let's move on. Yeah. Fightful Select, new story, original plans, AEW Dynamite main event this week. It was very wacky main event. Costumes, Ghostbusters, Was Silver a horse or a donkey? I can't remember.
He was Bambi.
He was Bambi. There we go. I called him a donkey earlier. That's wrong. Evil Uno, cowboy. Stu Grayson, Kratos. Who else?
Colt Cabana was Brandon Cutler.
Yeah. Weird, wacky stuff. The original plan, however, was not for the Elite to be Ghostbusters. It was for the Elite to be Squid Game things.
They're
going to be the Squid Game
guys. Ghostbusters was a better idea.
Yeah, Ghostbusters weren't that better, but this was the original plan. But apparently, TNT or Warner Media stepped in and went, no, not doing that. One of Fightful's sources here mentions that perhaps the network just didn't know how much of a parody it would be or whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's no heat because of the incident. So there was a last minute change. Ghostbusters, Proton Pack, Stay Puft Marshmallow, Hangman Page. You know what happened. Everyone has a very strong opinion on this match. That was the original plan.
Yes, I think Ghostbusters was the right idea. They did the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back jump spot with the proton packs. I saw that tweet last night from your man who does the music in AEW.
Mikey Ruckus.
What a hell of a turnaround he had for making that Ghostbusters-style theme for them. And also, if you're undecided about that main event, I can tell you officially it's sensational because it referenced Andy Murray, the greatest film franchise of all time, Mission Impossible, specifically Mission Impossible 2, when he's there and they think, oh, Ethan Hunt's got shot, he's dead. And then he goes, oh, I don't think he can talk, boss, I think I broke his jaw. And then you're like, oh no, Tom Cruise has actually got the Chimera virus. Oh, it's just fantastic. It's better than any other film franchise. Fight me. Let's conclude by talking more about Charlotte Flair. We thought we could get through another news day without talking about her. Nope. She has been pulled from media appearances by WWE. You may have seen this play out on social media last night. Again, no crap, just Sapp, Sean Ross Sapp, tweeting, Charlotte doing media this week should be fun, and then subsequently tweeting, oh no, she's been pulled from all of her media appearances by WWE. No real great surprise this, Andy, considering it's not going to be many easy questions, softball questions coming her way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're in the media and you're part of the situation, you've got to ask about the belt swap and the being accompanied out of the arena and Sonya Deville wanting to fight you and all of that stuff, all the other reports that we've covered all week. Pretty soon, we're going to have a day where we don't cover one of Bray Wyatt or Charlotte Flair. I don't know when that day is going to be, but it's going to come some point, and that is the day I will buy myself a packet.
And that is the day I'll buy myself a beer, or specifically 12 beers from our friends at Top Rope Brewing. Segway, baby! If you want to get your hands on 12 delicious craft beers in time for Survivor Series, as we're calling it, Survivor Beeries. Again, unfortunately, this is only for our fans here in the UK. You can get your hands on them, £45 all in, free delivery. Just enter the code Here's Why in the checkout bit, and you can get your hands on them. They're delicious. We drink them all the time. They're great friends of ours. They're celebrating 5 years, and we're going up against them head-to-head for Survivor Series, or Survivor Beeries, as we are calling it. Go and get your hands on them because they are great, Andy.
Absolutely. I love their beers. I love their dark beers in particular. Shout-outs to the boys. Get your hands on them. You'll have a great time.
And they name them really well as well. So make sure you go and check them out.
Dark Order Black IPA. What else would you call
Genius.
A Black IPA?
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. First question today, Andy, comes from Bollocks. Or I should give them their Twitter handle. At Pure Bollocks.
Okay.
Who says, now that WrestleMania 38 is confirmed as two nights, could we see Brock versus Roman as the night one main event, and then Roman swapping titles with Big E as the main event segment of night two?
Who's going to take the huff in that one, do you reckon?
Not Big E. He's a
probably
lovely man.
Not Big E. But Roman's a lovely man as well. Big E's more of a friendly guy on TV, but Roman, by all accounts, is a great dude too.
It's going to be a nice off. It'd be like two Canadians in the middle of a ring.
I would take that.
What, in all seriousness, what do you think is going to be the other main event of WrestleMania if they are going to have like Brock Roman one night? You suspect that's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll go for like a Raw or SmackDown Women's Championship match.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because, you know, we got Bianca versus Sasha this year, and that felt really special because Bianca won the Royal Rumble. The main event is the first time two black women have main evented in WrestleMania. It's great stuff. And it was an excellent match as well.
Do you want to know my pick?
Yeah, go for it. Titus.
Becky
versus Titus.
Becky Lynch.
You're a weird guy.
Versus Ronda Rousey. That's my pick. I think we may be seeing that. I think they're going to try and throw everything at this WrestleMania.
Becky Lynch's daughter versus Ronda Rousey's daughter.
Jesus Christ.
That's not the match.
Right, let's move on to our second news story of the day. It comes from Mark. Not a news story? What am I not about? It's been a long week. Second Twitter question comes from Mark Solid saying, morning legend, thoughts on AEW putting out another show with all this talent flocking there, or will Dark now become less squash matches and more legit matches? Might have to introduce titles on the show. If so, thoughts?
I think the last thing AEW needs is another show. I know the roster's growing and everything else, but that leads to bloat, that leads to burnout, that leads to fans turning away. We saw it with WCW when they introduced even just Thunder, Nitro's numbers went down. It's, you know, more content risks oversaturation and everything else. And obviously, you know, Dynamite is a little bit better than late era Nitro, yeah. a little bit. But I don't think they should add another show. With regards to Dark and Dark Elevation, I think they will continue as developmental programs. Maybe you will start to see a few more, like, competitive matches here and there, but the purpose of them is to get people ready for TV on YouTube,
yeah,
and develop the young talent. So I think those will stay the same way. We've spoken about a potential Dark or Dark Elevator YouTube championship before. I think that's a good idea. Keep it solely on Dark, never have it on TV.
Nope.
A fun thing. You can do highlight little matches with it. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, we don't need any more new shows from AEW, and we don't need any more new titles on TV. But other than that, completely agree exactly what you said there, Andy. Let's move on to the final question today. It comes from Nick, who says, Adam Cole and Britt Baker are both booked as heels, but they are both incredibly over. To me, this seems like a bit of bad booking by AEW. Should TK give up on pushing them as heels? Please enlighten me, Mr. Murray, says Nick.
I'm not capable of enlightening anything apart from a dark room with my shiny head. but that's... good question, for sure. They both get, like, largely positive crowd reactions. The big thing for me when it comes to this question is, does their situation make the baby faces they are fighting worse? Are the baby faces they are fighting getting booed as a result of them getting cheered? Adam Cole, I don't think that's the case. Adam Cole is very good at coming out, hearing the reactions, but turning them around in the course of a match, drawing boos. And maybe my Swiss cheese head is forgetting something, but I don't think there's been a match. Like, when he wrestled Jungle Boy, Jungle Boy wasn't getting booed. He was getting cheered and supported and everything else, so I think that's a good sign, unless I'm completely off base.
No, I agree.
With Britt, it's been a little bit different. You've had people like Red Velvet and Chris Statlander who haven't received largely positive reactions, and maybe her alignment is a bit more of an albatross. But when you got someone really strong, like really over as a babyface like Ruby Soho, and put her against her, it wasn't the case.
Tay Conti, I think, will be fine.
Tay Conti will be absolutely fine. She comes out, does her dance, she's happy to be here, it's great stuff. So yeah, that's my answer on it. It's a complex situation. Britt in particular is kind of a tweener.
And it will, yeah, Britt's more of a tweener, absolutely. And it will make the eventual Adam Cole babyface turn, which you can sense is probably down the road relatively soon, even more special. I think they are right. Often we complain that companies bring people in and needlessly turn them heel. But I know everyone's going to pop for whoever comes in. You can't have everyone be heel. But then again, you can't also have Punk and Danielson and Cole and then try and be like, but here's your lead babyface, Hangman Page. I just think it undercuts the whole
Absolutely.
Thing. So I think you need Cole to sort of counterbalance that for now. But yes, I think Cole is going to be a babyface in the near future, and maybe the same for Britt Baker as well. Let's move on to today's and finally, and you've probably guessed what I've selected for this, because I was ecstatic reading this on social media yesterday. You mentioned him earlier. Titus O'Neil. I'm not going to shout because it's Friday and we've had a long week
and
of
the
quizzes
computer's
and stuff,
broken.
And something's going to go wrong. Broke the telly earlier.
Yeah, TV's not working.
He's got a bloody school named after him now. What a phenomenal achievement for one of the nicest men in wrestling. He was there. You may have seen the photos shared on Stephanie McMahon. Obviously, Titus shared it himself. It's been all over social media. I'm going to butcher this. Thaddeus M. Bullard Academy at Sly Middle Magnet School. Just, you know, an academy named after Titus. He is, you know, a guy who I wish we'd see more of in the wrestling ring, but I get that the role he plays for WWE, and you can just tell from people's reactions to him how sincere he is and how genuine he is and just what a nice guy he is. Hell of an ambassador for WWE. Massive congratulations to him. More than deserved it.
One of the great forces of good we've maybe ever had in pro wrestling is Titus O'Neil, particularly for his work with children and everything else. He is he's a saint of a man. He really is. And we say this often, but it's never enough for all the good work he does. So yeah, always delighted for him. He's taken his platform and used it for something really, really great, and I have nothing but admiration for that.
What a mate, so happy for you. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe, and subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boys sitting down to preview SmackDown, Rampage, and we've got Wrestle Culture with a hashtag bloody good quiz coming your way later on today. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hippos are people too, especially cocaine hippos.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. People haven't seen the news today.
Take
that's
going to
be really confusing.
Come on.
They are. They're legally as well, they are US people.
It's
now,
very
I think.
Serious.
Follow
Take
me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Right, thanks for watching, especially if you're Pablo Escobar. Thanks to you,
He's
Andy
dead.
Murray. And we, is he? We will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.